Hey, Jenna, this is your dad, James, giving you a shout out. Hope you have a great first show. Love you.
Hey, how you doing? You're listening to the Red School Bus. It's hilarious life stories for teens and tweens. This is episode one, brought to you the week of April 29th, 2017. I'm your host. My name is James, and with me as always is Jenna.
Hi, folks.
Hi.
My name is Tigger, also known as Jumpy.
Wow.
You know why?
No.
Because I'm full of energy.
Are you?
And thank you for the shout out, even though I don't have a social media.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
An internet name.
That's right. You don't need any of that to have a shout out. This is our first show, episode one. Yeah.
Woo, woo.
You excited?
Woo. Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Why do you think I'm going woo, woo?
I think you're going woo, woo because you're excited. I'm excited too. Just a little bit. First episodes are always weird because you have to explain what you're about and, you know, why you're doing what you're doing. And so that's what we're going to do. Red School Bus is a clean comedy podcast for teens and tweens, or tweens and teens as it is, where we share hilarious real life stories and we do a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And we're excited.
Yeah.
We do
a whole lot more.
But I got to let you guys know, we're going to do a lot of things, but anytime that you hear this sound, magical. Whenever you hear that sound, we've got to stop whatever we're doing. We have to tell a story.
I have a story right now.
You do? Well.
Well, I'll wait. I'll save it.
Okay, good.
I remember.
Okay. That's good. That's good that you're willing to share. But we'll be introducing ourselves in a second because, see how that works? It's story time.
Okay.
Let's start with a story. This one's called Krispy Kreme. And it's cream like coffee creamer, not Krispy Kreme like the donut.
Rapper. Oh.
My family takes a lot of vacations. This is from Elizabeth. My dad is a wildlife photographer, so he travels a lot to take pictures in different states. My siblings and I are actually being homeschooled so that we can...
A homeschooled family.
All right, so we're homeschooled so we can go on such trips with my dad. We usually go on month-long trips, and doing so, we meet a lot of interesting characters and have many interesting experiences. On one such trip to Missouri a couple summers ago, my family and I were driving to the place where we were going to stay. We hadn't eaten breakfast, so we stopped at a Krispy Kreme and ordered some donuts from the drive-thru. This was very exciting for us because we did not have a Krispy Kreme where we lived. I believe my mom was feeling a bit guilty about feeding her four kids pure sugar for breakfast, so she ordered four milks and handed them out. Now, we don't like milk, especially when we're forced to drink it.
And that's so true.
You don't either, huh?
No. Unless it's chocolate milk. Oh, then it's all right.
Yeah. You'll tolerate the milk for the chocolate. I see.
I see.
So I took one sip, she says, and I immediately knew something was wrong. She says the milk was thicker than it should have been. And it smelled and tasted really bad. I told my mom, but she forced me to drink the whole thing anyway.
Oh, my God.
Parents are awesome. Then my dad decided to drive over some huge hills and tight curves.
Oh.
My stomach started to feel queasy. I told my dad to pull over. I threw up all over the parking lot next to Frank's Auto Parts. You know Frank's. I got back in the car, and we drove away from the white puddle.
Chunky.
That's why I called it Krispy Kreme. Because the puke is like creamy and crunchy because it had chunks in it. My mom still to this day does not believe that the milk was bad. Of course she can't believe that. That means she's a bad parent. But she says, well, that's my story. I hope it wasn't too long. We're going on another trip next Friday to Amish country. I have lots of stories about people we've met on our trips, like a guy named Norm who could feed deer from his mouth. And a ranch manager who cried about his pet bird who died. Elizabeth from McAllen, Texas. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for our first story ever on this show.
That was a good story.
Yeah. Well, let's introduce ourselves. My name is James Kennison.
And I am Jenna Kennison.
That's right. I'm the dad. I am 43 years old.
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 And
is the emphasis.
I am What did you say at first?
I said my age.
Okay. I am 12 years old.
She's 12 years old and in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And she's unmarried. And that's all you need to really know about her. But we're a father and daughter team, and we're going to start this podcast with as much excellence as possible. We want you to enjoy it and tell us what you think about our first episode.
And you have to send in stories.
Now, I've been podcasting for the better part of 10 years. Jenna and I have been podcasting together off and on since she was 3 years old.
Yep.
And it wasn't always as easy as it is now. Back when you were 3 years old, you didn't make a lot of sense. And I would like to share a little bit of that retroness with our listeners so they'll know what I've had to put up with from the beginning. This is from Jenna's first ever podcast. She was barely, had just turned 3 years old. Here she goes.
Hey, remember that time that me and you, we went down the hill in a wagon?
Yeah.
No.
How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah, that was fast.
It was fast?
Yeah.
Do you remember what else it was?
What?
You said it was a little bit scary.
Oh. It was not a little bit scary. It's on the middle of the cage, right, to the inside.
Yeah.
Her house.
That's awesome.
Because I got that one for the kids, and the bottom has a heart.
Whoa.
Okay.
Exactly.
You referenced those so much. I've never actually heard it's not a little bit scary.
It's not a little bit scary. And on the bottom, it has a heart. We were talking about going down a hill in a wagon, and I don't know where you were, but... That's what I had to deal with when she was 3 years old. Hopefully she'll make a tiny bit more sense
these days. It's just like babbling.
I'm looking forward to podcasting with you, though. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be awesome. All right, it's time for something we call backstory. It's where we take something that's happened to us from the last 7 days or so, and we share it with you. And it sounds a little bit something like this.
Backstory. All right, who goes first?
You go first.
Okay, well... This week, we had Terra Nova testing.
Yeah, which is like the
we all know,
Christian school version of SATs.
Yeah. And it is very boring.
Or MAPS. Some people have MAPS testing. Jenna has Terra Nova. It sounds like something from Saturn. Like
yeah.
From outer space. Was it as fun as outer space, Jenna?
No.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, okay. Let's start with, let me think. I can't really like reference to one because I don't remember.
Well, what was the worst part of the test sessions? What was the worst thing about it?
The worst thing? Oh, having to sit still all that time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's full like 3 hours of just sitting still. I was like the loudest person in there because I was constantly moving my feet and moving my chair and trying to get comfortable, which I couldn't because we didn't just walk around. We didn't go. And then I come home on the weekend and it starts raining and raining and raining and raining and raining. And guess what gets canceled?
All of your softball practices.
And school on Friday.
Oh.
You couldn't have canceled school on Monday. They canceled school on Friday.
And you had a field trip on Friday.
Yes. Been waiting for it for 2 weeks.
That's terrible. That is terrible. Well, you know what I hated about testing was filling in those little circles.
Yeah. I did terrible. I can already say that.
Yeah?
I filled them in, but some of them are just not.
And you'd fill them in dark because they told you to.
Yeah.
And then you figure out, oh, man, I circled the wrong one. And you
and
go to try
to
erase it. And you drill a hole through the paper with your eraser. It's a terrible thing. It's scary. The other thing I hated about it is it's so quiet that if you needed to pass gas, you can't do it without making a lot of noise.
I'm so glad I never had that problem.
Oh, man. It's terrible.
Yeah.
You do this little muffler kind of attempt where you just lift up one side and you try to... Let it out easy, like a whoosh.
And sometimes it doesn't work.
Sometimes it just...
And everybody looks at you.
Looks at you and horrible things happen. Kids start freaking out. Teachers passing out. kids running and screaming from the room. It's total chaos because of a fart. It's true.
What really happens
mm-hmm.
is the snickering starts, and then the teacher goes up to you and says, "You have a warning for the disruption."
You ain't that funny.
There you go.
Talking to me?
Yeah. No, I was saying that's what the teacher would say when you fart in class. Well, my backstory is this. My daughter has bones, people. They hold her body together, and I understand that, and I appreciate that. But today, somehow or another, I was holding her down, okay? Admittedly, I was doing something terrible. I was holding her down so that me and her brother could tickle her and bother her and mess with her. And as we were doing this, I told her, get up off me, and she did. She rolled over my leg, the part just above my knee. I think that's called my thigh, the upper thigh. I had a muscle there once. Well, her bone, her stupid hip bone, goes grinding right into my daggum muscle leg. And the only way I can describe it is, first of all, the bone went through my muscle and touched my leg bone through it. And that felt a lot like, well, you know, when you have mashed potatoes and to put gravy on it, they smush down the top with a spoon and then they kind of just slither the spoon out from underneath and leave the gravy. That's what it felt like, except instead of gravy, well, instead of a spoon, it was your hip bone. And instead of gravy, it was my blood that pulled up inside my leg.
Ooh.
I felt like I had a donut for a thigh muscle because of your horrible, sharp stiletto leg bone. So
I'm sorry.
I don't forgive you.
This is supposed to be a friendly show.
It's supposed to be, but it's not going to be. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
It started bad and ended bad.
It's going to be this way for the entire time. That's all I got to say. Hey, we got a segment. I don't know that I have a music thing for it, but I don't know. I could play this. All right, there we go. This is called No Stupid Questions, because there are no stupid questions, only stupid people. We have a question from Debbie from Spuds, Florida. She wants to know, what is your best and worst pizza topping?
My best and worst?
Yeah, okay. So what's your favorite pizza topping? Start there.
Cheese.
My favorite pizza topping, I guess, would also be cheese. But it would also probably be, I mean, outside of cheese, let's say cheese is a given. Cheese has to be on the pizza. What is your favorite topping besides cheese? Mine would be pineapple.
I like air.
Air. So you just like cheese pizza?
Yeah.
You're no fun.
What?
I'm just saying, you're no fun.
Okay, bye. Least favorite would be Brussels sprout
pizza. Brussels sprout pizza.
Actually, mashed potato pizza.
My that least favorite terrible. Out of the ones I usually would tolerate, I'm not going to pick anything like tomatoes or onions, things I would never get on a pizza because that's too many. Out of all the things I could stand to eat on a pizza, I think sausage is probably, or ham. It's my least favorite.
I would hate ham on a pizza.
What's your least favorite thing you said?
I hate sausage on a pizza, too.
Yeah. That's pretty gross. Well, guys, if you have any questions like that, we're going to try to answer at least one or two a week. And this week, we thank Debbie from Spuds, Florida for helping us out. You can email us at email@schoolbus.red. Schoolbus.red. You see what we did there with the URL?
Yeah.
It really works. Email@schoolbus.red.
Schoolbus.
And we will we'll play it right here and we'll answer it. So,
yeah.
Oh! It must be story time.
Yeah.
Yay! This story is called The Undead Gerbil.
Undead Gerbil.
Don't get scared. Don't let it bother you. It's not a zombie. Several decades ago, this is from Lucy, by the way, and she's talking about when her uncle was a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
She says, my granddad bought the family a gerbil. Do you know what a gerbil is?
It's like a type of hamster.
I don't know. It's not a prairie dog. It's not a groundhog. And it's not a hamster. It's a gerbil. It's not a prairie. Now, what am I trying
really
to say?
Nobody knows what a gerbil is.
What is the
is?
Little rabbit thing that doesn't have rabbit ears?
What?
You know, they're big, like about bunny size.
Uh-huh.
But they don't have rabbit ears. They have little tiny guinea pig. That's what I'm thinking of.
What?
Maybe a gerbil is a guinea pig. Anyway, they bought the family a gerbil. My uncle was the middle child and he was typically destructive and he's a toddler. One day, granddad had to briefly leave the house and my uncle was unattended. My uncle was clearly instructed, leave the gerbil alone, mister. don't take the gerbil out of his cage. So when Granddad turns to the house or comes back to the house, the son was nowhere to be seen. Granddad experienced, he was experienced with the adage out of sight into trouble. And he was wisely apprehensive. He walked down the hallway. He noticed handprints on the wall. Red handprints.
Oh, my God.
Bloody red handprints. Bloody red toddler-sized handprints.
Oh, my God.
So he approaches the gerbil cage with a lot of fear and dread, and he saw exactly what he feared. The cage was empty. The gerbil and my uncle were gone. So Granddad searches the house, understandably concerned, until he found the little boy crying.
Oh, my God.
My uncle, hands bloodied, was holding the gerbil. It squirmed in his grasp. But upon investigation, Granddad found that the gerbil was unscathed. Hallelujah! And the blood was actually the little boy's.
What?
The gerbil had bitten him when he removed it from its cage.
Oh, my God.
Who knows why he thought he needed to print the blood on the walls, but thankfully no real harm was done to anyone except for the boy that day.
No real harm.
Lucy from Big Arm, Montana. Thank you so much, Lucy. Appreciate it. Oh,
that's
my gosh.
A good one.
I've been bit by a hamster.
I haven't. I'm too scared to touch one.
I don't want gerbils now.
They seem vicious.
They do. They seem vicious. They love to wallow around in blood, apparently. I don't know why he would have the thing in his hands.
Yeah.
If it bites you, don't you,
you let it
get
go.
Rid of it?
Yeah.
Throw it away? Throw it in the trash?
No, you don't.
Flush
you
it down the toilet?
Drop it.
Yeah. Ugh. I don't know, man. All right. It's time for our top five list of the day.
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Woo! All right. Top five movies. Kids movies for teens and tweens. According to... Rotten Tomatoes, which is a website that categorizes such things. These are voted in by the public. Number five is what, first of all, before we go through it, what would be one of your top five favorite movies
top
of all
five?
Times? Yeah.
You talking about like kids, Disney,
yeah.
Disney
anything
movies?
For middle schoolers and below.
Okay. Well,
I would say Toy Story for me. Harry Potter.
I liked. Oh, yeah.
Sky
I love
High.
Harry Potter. I love, what's another one? I love Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
I love, what else?
Well, let's see.
Know.
Let's see if any of these are on your list.
I love Frozen, too.
Frozen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Lion King.
And Lion King. Well, it's weird enough. None of those are on this list.
What?
Yeah. Number five is Toy Story 3.
Well, that was yours.
Toy Story 3 was good. I don't know if it was better than some of the other ones that I would put on here, but number four, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
What?
Yeah. One of the first.
Today? Like, this is recent?
No, this is like of all time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Weird, right?
I mean, that's a good movie, but I would have never thought that.
One of the best ones
be
of all
voted
time.
In is...
Well, I think this is voted by parents who have decided. What the best movies are for kids, not actually asking kids. That's like, you know, there's the Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon,
yeah.
And there's Disney ones too. They never pick the same movies that the grown-ups pick for their awards shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe this is one of those things. Number three, and I would agree with this as an adult, but you probably wouldn't. E.T. the Extraterrestrial is the third most amazing movie, they say,
of all time. Is that... The same as
the scary
regular E.T.?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, you did? Yeah. You do now.
It made me cry. That was the one movie that made me cry.
Yeah,
the only one.
I cried when I was 8 years old and saw it. Oh, when he came,
I was like
when
10.
He came back to life, oh, I cheered. I screamed and cheered in the theater. It was so great.
Did Jay, man. He was on the ground sobbing.
Oh. Jay's...
Don't you remember that?
My son and her brother.
Oh, my gosh.
It must have been something else. Number two, folks, is Inside Out. Fairly recent movie.
Yeah. It was good. I liked it.
Yeah. I liked it, too. I don't know that I liked it more than Toy Story 3, though. I would probably switch those two and put Inside Out as number five.
I mean, it was a great movie, but it wasn't like all-time amazing.
Yeah. Well, the top number one, top five, number one movie of all time, according to the folks that vote over at Rotten Tomatoes, is The Wizard of Oz.
Really?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know that I would call it the number one greatest kids movie of all time.
Yeah. Wow. That's like...
In its day?
Very surprising.
I'm sure it was the best thing ever made, but...
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's weird. What would be your top five favorite movies, folks? Send it in. Send us your thoughts, and maybe we'll read some of them next week. Email at schoolbus.red. Let's do this. Let's do another story. Magical, magical.
Yeah.
This is called lanolin liquor. Do you know what lanolin is?
No.
It's an ingredient in hand lotion.
Oh.
Lanolin. Say it.
Lanolin.
Lanolin. It's fun lanolin. To say. Say it again.
Lanolin.
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 To... Yeah, there you go.
Lanolin.
Lanolin. One thing I learned early. Oh, this is from Keith. He's a grown up. One thing I learned early on about Mackie. Oh, I forgot to tell you a couple more things about Keith. That's pretty important. First of all, he's a blind man. Secondly, he used to have a dog, a seeing eye dog called Mackie. So it makes the story really cool. One thing I learned early on about my friend Mackie was that he had a fondness for hand lotion. It was winter when I went for training to be matched up with my new guide dog. The cold air tends to dry the skin, so I made sure to have a bottle of hand lotion on hand to deal with it. In one of our moments of downtime, I had just applied a fresh dose of lotion to my hands, and immediately Mackie slurped it all right back off.
Thank you, Mackie.
Apparently, this isn't uncommon among dogs. There's just something in the lanolin and the oils that they just love. So keep your freshly lotioned hands away from the dog, Jenna, if you don't want any trouble. He says, I was used to Mackie doing this, so I was careful to use it when he didn't have any reason to poke his nose around my hand. But then this happened. In public places like church, Mackie would usually curl up under my seat or under the seat in front of me if there might be more space there. And
you're allowed to take a dog to church?
Service dogs, you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
So that's where he was when everybody heard the startled scream. See, the pastor's wife had taken off her shoes to be more comfortable when Mackie started licking them. Trying her best to regain her composure, she turned in her pew to let me know, my blind self that couldn't see and couldn't tell why, you know, things were going wrong. She turned in her pew to let me know that my blind dog was licking her feet. The dog could see. He was a seeing eye dog, after all.
Excuse me, your dog is licking my toes.
Brother Keith, I just love that you come here and you bring a little Mackie. But bless God, I don't want my feet licked. Keith's like, she's washing your feet. That's what Jesus did. It's not the same. Jesus didn't lick their feet, hon. He washed them. So immediately I gave him, the dog, a quiet correction, and I moved him away from those delicious feet. Later, I know, dogs are gross. Later, when we could talk without disturbing the service, I asked her if she had by chance applied a recent dose of lotion to her feet, and she had. Mackie just loved hand lotion, even if it was on feet. After that, I always made sure to position him away from any ladies who might sit in front of us, especially the pastor's wife, since it turns out she was also allergic to dogs.
What?
Yeah. Guide dogs may be working dogs, but they are still dogs. Keith from Illinois.
Woo! That was a great story. Thank you, Keith.
More lanolin, please.
They seem like they get addicted to it.
Yeah, it's like catnip for dogs.
Yeah.
Mm. Keith is not watching. They're singing a song. Them feet smells good.
And then they realize it's not lotion. It's the stuff in between your toes.
It's like a car wash during church. The dog should just go down the road. Okay, you're done.
Sir. I have a question, though. Why was the pastor's wife taking off her shoes?
Dude, you haven't been to church recently, have you? People take their shoes off at church.
They do?
Yes.
Why?
It's just what you do, man, especially if you're a female. Take them what? Shoes off. Hey, am I wrong?
We don't do that here, do we?
No, we don't do it. But we go to a tiny little church, so.
Yeah,
so it's a little more obvious when people take their shoes off. I mean, everybody might smell it, so. Anyway.
I didn't know people did that.
It's That's time for a rude. Segment that we call Would I Lie to You? What we do during this segment is one of us takes turns. We take turns. This week it's Jenna's turn. She's going to tell me a story. And what I have to do is decide if it is a truth or a lie. Jenna's not going to reveal whether it's a truth or a lie until next week to give you a chance to weigh in on it as well.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to do it that way?
Sure.
Okay. We'll try it this time. If not, we'll do it.
Okay.
We'll do it all at one time.
All right.
I'm going to guess what I think it is. You can't tell me one way or the other. And then next week we'll see if I was right. And if our listeners are right. So go ahead, tell us our story. Let me play it one more time. All right, let's find out if she would.
Here we go. I was at summer camp one day, and this was probably last year at summer camp. So one of my friends, we were playing like hot potato or something.
It's a lie.
With the ball.
Oh.
But, because there was three of us, and she had the ball, and...
Ooh, it's a lie.
Wait, hold on.
Because you don't have any friends.
Yeah, she was holding the ball. And then, like in a show or something, one ball comes flying in towards that ball and knocks that one out of her hand, and she catches the other one that came towards her. And then the one that got knocked out of her hand hit my friend in the face that was standing right next to her.
Ow.
And she, it was funny. That's
the story. That's the story. Okay, and I have to decide. I get to ask questions, okay?
Okay.
What color was the ball?
It was a soccer ball, and then a kickball knocked it. So it was like a green ball, something like that.
Okay. So a soccer ball. She's holding the soccer ball. How did she get a hold of a soccer ball during a kickball match?
It wasn't a kickball match. It was just three of us standing in the middle of the court. We were playing like hot potato or something.
Okay, so
remember.
The ball got thrown. Who threw the ball?
I don't know.
Okay, it just hit the soccer ball.
Soccer
ball flew up and hit your friend in the face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that I believe you and that this is a true story. So next week we'll have to find out if I was right. You can weigh in on it. You can call us at 209-5-NL-CAST. N is in Nancy, L is in Lima, C-A-S-T, 209-5-NL-CAST. Or you can email me at email at schoolbus.red. And we'll see next week if Jenna was telling the truth or not. What do you think?
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
Or well, you'll never guess right.
You'll know next week. How about that?
Yep.
What we're going to do now is one more story. This is our last story of the show.
What, really?
Yeah.
It's almost over?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I know. First episodes are always kind of like that. But this story is a special story because it is the story of how we got our name, or at least the story that made me want to name the show Red School Bus. And it is a great, and to pronounce Red School Bus properly, you have to say Red Scoobus. Scoobus.
Scoobus.
All right. So this is a story called Blonde Girl or Red School Bus. One night after our I have to read it in a homeschool. I have to play this as well. Hold on. Where is it? There it is. A homeschool family. He says, one night after our homeschool group's basketball practice, we decided to go to Burger King. I ordered my usual and sat down to eat. And as I'm eating, these two girls, both around my age, sit down in the booth across from me. Suddenly, I hear a siren. And I look outside and I see a fire truck speeding down the road.
Whoa.
I began to pray silently for whoever it was headed towards.
Dude, that happens way too often to be praying.
Well, we live near a fire station. That's why. Yeah, you'd be on your
it's
face
like
day and night around
every
5 minutes,
you hear sirens.
He says, then I hear one of the girls say, Hey, why does that school bus have red painted lights on it? Both her friend both her friend and I just look at her and comment, look, I know your hair is brown, girl, but are you sure your roots aren't blonde?
Lols.
Hey, why does that school bus have red lights and paint?
What's the school bus to have a fire hose on it.
Why is that school bus putting out fire? I don't understand. It's a school bus. Yeah.
What's the school bus running into a fire?
What are those people? Why are those grown men getting off of a school bus?
Wearing suits.
Oh, there's another school bus that's carrying away some injured people.
Why is there no fire exits on the school
bus? So dumb. Anyway, she says, thanks for reading. And or he says, thanks for reading. Use this if it's to your liking. Steve from Dogtown, Alabama. Thank you so much. Real quick, before we go, though, I want to ask you three questions. First of all, what games are you... It's called What Are You Playing? So what games are you playing these days?
Well, today or yesterday.
Today.
Yeah, today and yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So me and Jay have been playing on the Xbox One.
No, it's 360.
360.
It's been in storage for a couple of years, and we pulled it out, and it's like a brand new system. It's so fun.
It's awesome. And so we've been playing
some classic games.
Castle Crashers.
Castle Crashers. Yeah. That's a great game.
I love that game. We've been playing Crazy Taxi, which is so much
fun. Crazy Taxi. Class D license.
What else? We've been playing.
You played Pac-Man Championship Edition?
Pac-Man and Braid. Regular Pac-Man. Oh, Braid, yes.
You like that game?
I love that game.
It's in the Xbox
Arcade.
It's so
good.
Yeah. Xbox Live.
I love that game.
All right. I've been playing a lot of Minecraft, especially modded Minecraft. I've been playing Minecraft or Feed the Beast Beyond. It's really great. It eats up a lot of RAM, but it's really fun. Right now I'm building a triple mod farm. You get these, or mob farm. You get these powered spawners. You can turn a spawner into whatever spawner you want. So like I got a blaze spawner. I turned it into a Enderman spawner, and then I turned it into a powered Enderman spawner, so whenever I give it a redstone signal, it spits out Enderman, and it is awesome, and I can move them wherever I want. I can build a thing around them, so I have one mob that's going to give me blizzes, blazes, and Enderman. How much of that made sense to you?
Well, about 0.00.
Yeah.
Zero,
well, if it made sense to you, email me at email at schoolbus.red. I want to ask you another question. What are you reading right now?
Oh, I'm reading Harry Potter, the seventh one.
The seventh
and I'm almost
last
done
book.
With it. And I'm kind of sad, but it's so good. It's so good.
Well, you'll just have to do what your mom does and start over.
Yeah.
She's read the whole series through like three times.
Also been reading, let's see, what's it called? It's called The Missing Books. Mm. And I can't remember the author exactly, but it is...
Well, that's a pretty unique
name.
It's
Haddix. Haddix.
Haddix?
Yeah, Haddix. Okay. She makes a lot of books. And
they're at your local library.
They're all so, so good. Like,
give me, without spoiling anything, what are they about? What are the missing books
about?
Well,
the missing books are about this is just a preview thing.
Okay.
So there's a plane that lands on a landing,
it's a plane that lands on a landing what? Strip?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was not scheduled. It was midnight or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so she goes on it and she hears crying. So she goes to see what it is. And it's just lined with babies.
Plane full of babies?
Yeah. It's all babies.
That's crazy.
And it sounds really weird, but yeah. And it's about these kids trying to find out what's going on because
a plane of babies.
They find out that they're adopted and they're all, yeah. They try to contact other kids and everything.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
You know what a plane full of babies would smell like?
It smelled like beans.
It smelled like beans.
Beans?
Yeah.
It smelled like beans.
What?
I have all these sound effects. I have to use them. Smell like beans. One more question. What are you
watching
these days? TV, movies?
We have just watched The BFG, which I loved the book. I loved it. So that was the first time
watching. They just put it on Netflix.
Yeah. It was a great... this book.
What are you watching right now? Okay. We're watching a bug. Well, welcome to the show, bug.
I'm going to eat your daughter.
That is the scariest looking bug ever. All right. So.
BFG.
About a big friendly giant, mm-hmm. which is what the letters stand for. And it is about a.
Spoiler.
What?
Nothing.
It is not a spoiler. So a kid sees him, and then he has to take her with him. And there's a bunch of other his brothers that are not big friendly, and they eat people.
Ooh. So, it's a good movie, huh?
It is a very good movie and a very good book.
I didn't get to watch it all because I was working on the show.
Yep.
But I'm really excited to see it. I like the book, too.
What else?
It's a good read. It's by Ronald Dahl.
Yeah.
Same guy that did Witches and
Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and Chocolate Factory. So check it out. Local library.
So also, mm-hmm. we've been watching Secret Life of Pets, which also just came on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I love that movie. So it was very, very good.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, usually what we would do right now is read some EMV mails, but since we're a brand new show, we don't really have any. So if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, feedback, stories of your own, send them in because we want to read your stories. We want to read your comments and we want to share them with our audience. So you can send such things again. You can call them in at 2095-NL-CAST or you can email again, email at schoolbus.red. Let me give you some story ideas. Because I always like to hear suggestions. And maybe you thought of a story of your own based on one of the ones we already told. But maybe some of these ideas will stir some thoughts in your mind and you could send them in. Do you have any stories about pets? Since we talked about gerbils today, maybe you have a pet story. Something embarrassing, crazy, gross. Something that happened that is just laugh out loud funny. Send it in. What about the last time you got embarrassed? What happened? Was it crazy? Did it hurt your feelings? Did you cry? Did you wallow around in your own poop? I don't know.
What?
What's the grossest thing you've ever eaten? How about that? Does that bring anything to your mind? If it does, email us at email@schoolbus.red. Guys, that is it for today. Can you believe the show's already over?
No.
That's it.
Actually, I can because the theme song is playing.
The theme song is playing. Hey, send in your funny life stories to email@schoolbus.red. If you got a shout out, call us. And you can shout out to your folks. You can shout out to your friends. Shout out to me and Jenna if you want to. 2095-NL-CAST. That's 209-565-2278. The website is schoolbus.red if you want to connect with us. We're also on Facebook. Facebook.com/RedSchoolBus will get you right there on it. And we will see you guys next time right here on Red School Bus. Bye, Jenna. Great show.
Bye.
We'll see you later. Peace.
Peace.